This is the Fighting the Good Fight podcast, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems with your host, Patricia Gentile. Patricia Gentile is a taxpayer defense attorney, CPA, the founder of New England Tax Relief, and Patricia L. Gentile Coaching. With 40 years of IRS expertise and experience, she has successfully defended and resolved difficult IRS situations for hundreds of taxpayers. Patricia coaches tax professionals to confidently identify their client's IRS problem and create a successful resolution plan for them. As a fierce advocate, a creative strategist, and solution finder, fighting the good fight with Patricia Gentile is both her passion and purpose.
Welcome. I'm your host, Patricia Gentile. Today's episode is a recording of my guest appearance on the Frankie Boyer radio show. That show, I introduced the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and it's going to be a part of an ongoing conversation because this is such a vast bill and act, and I look forward to having you listen to what I consider the warm-up of what will be a series of more episodes to come.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. And I want to just say that how grateful we all are to Patricia Gentile. Patricia Gentile has been a voice for those of us that have not had a voice with the IRS for a very, very long time. She is up to date on regulations. I've never met anybody that knows more about the regulations and the comings and the goings of the IRS than Patricia Gentile. She has her own podcast. She is NewEnglandTaxRelief.com. She coaches other tax preparers. And she was just at the One Big Beautiful Bill Act seminar, led by the founder of the Boston Tax Institute. Wow, what a seminar that must have been. And welcome back as always, Patricia.
Thank you, Frankie. It was. And I learned a few little tidbits to start, which is that, and thank you for having me on about this, because I'm very excited just with what we're going to cover this morning. So rumor has it, I did attend yesterday, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act seminar.
That was really the name of the seminar.
Well, that's the name of the act. This is
it
perfect.
Really is. Okay.
This is one of the trivia or the, that I learned yesterday is that it was submitted with the name One Big Beautiful Bill Act. And Chuck Schumer of is he a senator of New York State? Senator,
yes.
Chuck Schumer, right? Did not,
yes,
like that. So, and I'm going to recommend that your listeners consider actually looking up this bill. This act, because this bill's been signed in as an act. But look this up. I'll give you a way to look this up. But Senator Chuck Schumer did not like that title. And so when you look this actual act up, it is called An Act to Provide for Reconciliation Pursuant to Title 2 of House Concurrent Resolution 14. That's what Chuck Schumer titled it. And when this act, when it went from passed in the Senate, went to the House for them to vote on it, one of the things he did is change the title from One Big Beautiful Bill Act to what I just read. So if I do recommend that if there is a particular area that you want to, that any of your listeners want to look at as to how Congress is handling financing this area or preventing, you know, waste and fraud, etc., I recommend that you actually go to the House of Representatives website, and the act is H.R. 1. And in that, the number one means that it indicates it's the first bill introduced in a given Congress. And this is number one. This is the first act of 2025. Now,
okay, so give us, what does it all mean is what I want to know.
Exactly.
And who the heck can, I can't figure it out.
Well, this is what I recognized with it. We're only going to, let me just say, it's 330 pages. It's 10 titles are in it. But for example, if you're somebody like we're talking about today, that we're looking into the tax section alone was over 180 pages of the 330. But if you're somebody who's looking specifically into, you're really interested into, for example, Medicare and Medicaid, they're discussed. And so there's this great table of contents for every title. Like I said, there's 10 titles. Each one of them has a table of contents. Pick the area. And someone said to me the other day, you know, to try and separate, you know, the myth from the fact, because we're getting all this information from news media, from social media, and instead of getting it from the media, just go to the act. It isn't complicated to read. Some things, yeah, especially when it comes in the tax area, but these,
right.
These other things, such as here's something. There is in a section and in a subtitle titled Unemployment, Ending Unemployment Payments to Jobless Millionaires. There's actually
so insane. This is so crazy.
Yeah, this is actual section about no federal funds may be used, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is where it's, I got it. I got it that how this is the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, everything is covered. Everything that you could ever think of that you might be, whatever you might be interested in, including there's been, you know, about rural areas. I was pulling this out. The Garden of Heroes, the protecting rural hospitals and providers, whatever your interest is,
it's in this bill. Okay.
It's in there. Your interest or disinterest. Or
so how was the seminar? It must have been fascinating.
Well, the seminar was only around the tax section of the act, which is only one title of the 10 titles. And like I said, it was about 180 pages of the 330 pages. So what I thought was great was the four areas that I wanted to report to your listeners today. The IRS yesterday, while I'm attending this seminar, turned around and issued their newswire about these actual four tax deductions for working Americans and seniors. And
oh, this is important. Okay, everybody listen up. Yep.
Yeah. And what's even more important about these is that they go into effect this year. Some things won't go
right
into effect until next year.
This is 2025?
Yes.
Okay.
So this would be a part of tax planning right now.
Okay. So tell us what some of the four important key pieces that you got.
Right. The first one was no tax on tips.
Oh, that's right. This
right
was what the president actually campaigned on this.
Yes, he did. And it's a, you usually look at something like this as, you know, what's the current law? And then what's the new provision? Well, there is no current law. Three out of these four that I'm going to talk about have no
brand
current
new
law.
They're
That's
brand
right
new. Yeah. Yeah.
So the new deduction effective 2025 through 2028. That's another.
So it's only, right, only three right. years.
5, 6, 7, 8, 4 years. Four tax years.
Yeah. Four tax years. Okay.
Yeah. Employees and self-employed individuals may deduct qualified tips received in occupations that are listed by the IRS as customarily and regularly receiving tips. And the IRS and the employers are going to have to report these on the W-2s or Form 1099 if you're self-employed.
So this is interesting. So it's not everyone that gets a tip. It's what the IRS
You
lists.
Caught that. Yes, you caught that. That's very
really powerful. That's a very, anyone out there that's self-employed and getting tips, you need to go to the website to see specifically what the IRS considers.
So by October 2nd of this year, the IRS must publish a list of occupations that customarily and regularly receive tips. And they're looking at those that are prior to, you know, January 1st of this year.
So we've spent a lot of time talking about tipping people, but this is so fascinating. So, I mean, dog walkers and concierge and besides hairdressers and waitress and wait staff people. And it goes on and on. I mean, it's going to be an extensive list.
I thought this was interesting. Somebody brought up at the seminar, they said to distinguish the difference between, say, you belong to a golf club, and when you're dining in the dining room as a member, they actually add to the bill a certain percentage just for gratuity. So you have not voluntarily paid that. You have no choice. That is not what they're referring to. They're referring to qualified tips or voluntary cash or charge tips received.
Oh, we got to take
customers.
A quick break. We'll be right back. Oh my gosh. So much to cover with Patricia Gentile, NewEnglandTaxRelief.com. And how can people find the podcast?
Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile. Anywhere you subscribe or download your podcast, YouTube, and always on NewEnglandTaxRelief.com.
Patricia Gentile is our guest today. Fighting the Good Fight, NewEnglandTaxRelief.com is her website. And she's truly been a voice for so many of us for the past several years as we navigated COVID and PPPs and EIDL loans and, oh my gosh, it went on and on and on, and unemployment and those bonuses that some of us got and all of that. And she's been that voice of reason and how to get through it and navigate it. And now we're in a new frontier, a new president, and new tax rules. And so that's the first one. What's the second?
I wanted to just quickly say, because this comes into the next few, that there is also in the no tax on tips that deduction is the maximum amount that you can deduct is $25,000 on these maximal annual deduction on qualified tips. There is a phase out for that, meaning, you know, when your adjusted gross income is over a certain amount, either as a single filer or a joint filer, and you must include your Social Security number on the return. It can't be any other type of identification number that maybe you've applied for due to religious reasons or et cetera. And you have to file jointly if married. You can't file married filing separately. So there are very specific criteria about this no tax on tips, but at least you're being alerted to that now. No tax on overtime was another one. New deduction, again, effective 2025 through 2028. And it applies to individuals who receive qualified overtime compensation that they can deduct the pay that it exceeds their regular rate of pay, such as if you get time and a half, you can only deduct the half portion, not the time, because the time is your regular rate of pay. So I think when we heard no tax on overtime, people are thinking, oh, I get time and a half and I put in extra time over the holidays and I get paid time and a half for that. And all of a sudden, here's this particular about the half portion is what you can deduct. And so the employers that issue W-2, the payers that issue Form 1099s have to specifically state what is qualified overtime. There's income thresholds that if you go above them, you're not going to qualify for this deduction of no tax on overtime. I do want to say that so far with the two we've covered, no tax on tips and no tax on overtime, that taxpayers who are eligible, you don't have to itemize your deductions. You can take the standard rate. They call it non-itemizers versus itemizers. So it is available to both. And the next one was no tax on car loan interest. I forgot all about car loan interest. This has been a decade to two since we could even deduct car loan interest. New deduction is effective for 2025 through 28.
That's awesome. Yeah.
There's criteria with that. But before, for time's sake, I want to definitely get to this last one, which is deduction for seniors. And the new deduction that is effective from this year, 25 through 28, is that individuals who are age 65 and older may claim an additional deduction of $6,000 in addition to the current standard deduction for seniors under existing law. And
so what does that really mean?
What that means, right. This is what that means is if you recall, we actually had a personal, if anybody recalls, the personal exemption. You got your standard deduction or your itemized deduction, and we used to be able to take, the last time we had personal exemptions, it was back in 2017, and it was $4,050 per person on that return in that household. Well, that went out with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, and what they're bringing back this year strictly for seniors is an exemption. Again, an exemption amount of $6,000 if you're 65 and older and you meet the income threshold, meaning you cannot have a modified adjusted gross income over $75,000 as an individual or $150,000 for joint filers. So that can be a part of the seniors' tax plan this year of 65 and older. Nobody else is going to get, if you're under 65, this personal exemption will not take effect for you at all. This won't be you won't be eligible. So there's a few things right now that I'm trying to separate the myth from the fact, and what you're hearing is a lot of stuff in general. And when you go to the IRS website or talk to your tax return preparer, accountant, CPA, enrolled agent, they need to know those particulars. The IRS website will give these specifics.
Wow. I have to say, it's a little overwhelming on just hearing this. It's actually quite overwhelming. And it's almost as though you need a compass. It's a good thing we have you, Patty, because seriously, this is like the rules and regulations and the stipulations and how it all works. And I mean, people don't realize how serious it is if you do not follow the protocols that the IRS has laid out. So once again, we're going to need your expertise to unfold and unravel. And this is just as you were saying, 300 and something pages. This was just 100 something pages. There's so much more to this. Holy moly. I mean, this is crazy.
The area for families, the area for Medicare, for Medicaid, the areas for funding for, you name it, the, you know, providing permanent tax relief for middle-class families and workers, new middle-class tax relief. So you've got what they're making permanent that were supposed to expire at the end of this year. See, a lot of people forget that back in, you know, 2018, there was a 10-year or 7-year until the end of this year, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and it was set to expire. So there are things now on that are being made permanent. They won't expire. We've got new things.
What I'd love for you to do is to try and go through more of this bill and report back to us in a couple of weeks, and so we can digest it and figure out what's really happening, what's really needed from us as taxpayers.
That would be great, Frankie. It's definitely necessary. You know, there's new investments. There's Trump's new retirement and savings program. I didn't even get to anything to do with the child tax credits, education credits.
There's also something that I want to talk with you about, the new crypto laws that are being looked at today as we speak, and what that all means for all of us. So we will get Patty back. I promise you, Patricia Gentile will be back fighting the good fight. As always, NewEnglandTaxRelief.com.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Like I said earlier, we're just getting started in a continual conversation about this one big, beautiful bill act. So please stay tuned. Download wherever you subscribe or get your podcasts, YouTube, and anytime on my website, NewEnglandTaxRelief.com.